Let me welcome to the program our business roundtable pros. Dan Stoller is here from Starian Bank, Chad Flanagan with Ide Bailey, Tyler Levington with Onsted Twitchell, and Tom McDougall of High Point Networks. Good morning to one and all. We got three of the guys, Dan, Chad, and Tyler, in the studio with us today, even though I'm in Washington, D.C. They're back home in the studio, and Tom McDougall on the phone today. So let's start with this. Tom, you always get the first question, so we'll throw you the tough one. We're talking today about selling your business. So as a business owner, you know, when it comes time to sell High Point Networks, you say, what are my options out there? You want to sell your company. How do you get ready for it? How do you value it? All of those questions. Let's start with something, you know, maybe a little simple. Clean titles for equipment. Why is that something I should be working on right now, Tom?
Well, you know, it's actually pretty simple. It's just like if you were trying to sell your car or your house and you didn't have a clean title, that would be really hard to sell, right? So and the same thing goes for a business. So in equipment, you probably sometimes people end up with leases for equipment or loans for cars or vehicles that might go with it, or maybe there's a building involved. And you know, finding out at the last minute that there's a lien on some things that you weren't really planning on is going to jettison a sale pretty quickly. So you've got to spend some time with that. Now, I would go ahead and just have here's the interesting thing about today. I'm kind of like absolutely the last person that should be on this particular call, because I use the guys that are on this call for this type of thing. So if you've got questions about the, you know, the title, I would absolutely be talking to your accountants or your attorneys and those types of things, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But trying to sell something that doesn't have a clean title is going to be a real issue, and that could be part of it. That's part of the asset sale side of the business, and it's not clean, it's gonna fail. So you got to make sure you clean that stuff up. I would start, if you were serious about selling your business, I probably wouldn't. Today, I'm just going to give you a little bit of an advertisement right quick here. Today, there's a lot of, at least in my industry, everybody and their grandma is trying to contact us in our industry to talk us into selling our businesses. Now, I'm pretty sure most of them are brokers who don't know really anything about our business. So if you're serious about selling your business, what I'd do is start a couple of years before you're really ready to sell and contact the guys like Chad at Ide Bailey, and talk about what should my value really be. Contact people like Tyler at Onsted Twitchell and figure out the legal components of what you're trying to do, your contractual obligations, your leases, that type of thing. Contact your banker, make sure you're set up the best way to optimize your sale. And then the buyer, it becomes a really easy thing for the buyer at the end of the day. So that's what I would do. And you know, from a title perspective, make sure they're clean.
See, isn't that something? You go to Tom and he just says, you know, I'm no good at this, but I actually use the pros. So that's why we go to him first, because he just lays it on the line right there. Dan, how often do you find when you're dealing with the clients at Starian Bank that, oh my gosh, we got some work to do when the time to come is upon their, you know, literally an offer on the desk? I mean, this is why you need to worry about it now, right?
Yeah, we just had a live example of this where we had a title issue that delayed a closing.
And I threw that one at Dan. Dan, can you hear me?
Yeah, we had a title issue here recently that held up a closing and had a significant holdback as a result of the fact that the title wasn't in the company's name when they sold the asset. And so it does happen, and in our recommendation is always, if you're thinking about selling, even if you're not thinking about selling, let's make sure you get all your equipment titled properly, make sure the liens are in the right order. You know, some institutions aren't great at filing satisfactions, as an example. And so when you're ready to sell your real estate, you find there's liens from old loans outstanding. My recommendation, always keep that current as you're going. You know, don't wait till you're ready to sell. Obviously, when it's time, you got to make sure those things are in order. But always make sure if you pay off a loan, have the bank release your lien. If you pay off a mortgage, make sure the mortgage is satisfied. Those things will help keep your business clean ongoing. And so if you're ready to sell one asset out of your business fleet or the entire business, you know that you've got clean title.
All right, so I'm going to go to another question that I'm sure Tom has never done this, but I know I did when I started business. I do a lot of stuff just by handshake. I look somebody in the eye and say, if I can trust him, great. I'm not going to mess around with going to the next level, whatever. Obviously, you should. Thankfully, now Steve Hallstrom is president of our company, so we've cleaned this up a little bit. But, Chad, what are the pitfalls of handshake partnerships, especially when we're talking about selling a business?
Yeah, Scott, I think it's important that you do have that relationship with the other party. But these deals are so complex. There's so much to it that, you know, you really benefit from, first of all, working with a team so that you have an attorney, a tax accountant, a banker, those kind of resources. But as you work through that deal, it's so important to work through a letter of intent, and you talk about things like price, but also terms. So is it a stock deal or is it an asset deal? What does the purchase price allocation look like? All these things, how much working capital do I have to keep in the business? Because you'll eventually need to work through those, and better to do it early than late in the process.
So, Tyler, have you ever had to button up a handshake deal? And when you're dealing with clients at Onstead Twitchell, how does that complicate things for a seller?
Yeah, far more than I would like. But the reality is that's part of more deals than it isn't. Of someone's been running this company, this operation for 30 years, and they do have very strong relationships with the people they work with. And that's great as long as they're the one running the operation. But you got to remember from the buyer's perspective, I'm buying a stream of revenue when I'm buying this business. And without a contract or without an agreement, you might tell me that, don't worry, that stream of revenue is solid. But the buyer has no idea. They don't know what the terms are. Is that something that's going to go on for the next 30 years, or is the sale happen and that stream of revenue goes away?
Interesting, folks. This is something that, gosh, all the good hard work you put into a business, when it comes time to sell it, how do you value it? What do you need to think about? As Tom said, start now, because there's people hunting for businesses, and maybe some in your, that's your pot of gold. More on this coming up on What's on Your Mind. It's a business roundtable with the pros today. Questions or comments, welcome to. We'll continue after this. Back on What's on Your Mind, our business roundtable today. Do this once a month, and I just learned so much. It's so fun. We got some pros here. Tom McDougall is the owner of High Point Networks. Great. Great North Dakota entrepreneurial success, really is. Chad Flanagan, partner in charge at the Ide Bailey Fargo office. And Ide Bailey is, of course, a name with just synonymous with, initially accounting, now consulting, do so many other things. Gold standard brand. Dan Stoller, market president for Starion Bank, another North Dakota-owned entity. Love it. Tyler Leverington, shareholder, also business and corporate law attorney at Onstead Twitchell. So you got the pros here, and we're talking about some issues related to selling your business. And what you need to think about in advance, Tom talked earlier about getting ahead of this, especially when you build your business. There's going to be people come kicking the tires. There's going to be different folks that are going to come in and say, I think you've got enough business here that I know people that will want to buy it. So they'll come and help you value it. So all those things are worthy of thinking about. And that's why we're prompting this conversation today. By the way, breaking news just in related to North Dakota politics. A petition format has been approved for a recall of Governor Doug Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. The recall chairman is Michael Coachman. Some folks may remember that name. Michael was a candidate for governor received, I don't know, I want to say like 10% of the vote. It wasn't a small amount. Obviously not enough to make a difference, but was on the ballot in the last election. They would need to gather 89,464 signatures in order to get that on the ballot. We've seen it happen in California and other places. I don't envision that's going to be successful given the last election results, but COVID is certainly something that we've seen since the last election, and no doubt that'll play a role, but nonetheless, it's just something that you'll be hearing about in the news in the coming days. All right, gentlemen, let's talk about just the idea of selling the business and how that is so very different than running the business in everyday business. Tom, I'm not suggesting that you're thinking about this, but obviously people are kicking tires and they want to know, hey, High Point Networks might be worthy of being acquired by Google or Apple or Microsoft or some other mega IT company out there. And you know, running your day-to-day business, how different do you see the question of are we interested in selling being for you?
So we were just talking about that. And in my world, in my case, I would focus mostly on what's it mean for the team that I have. What's it mean for my people? Will they be allowed to continue autonomy, or will they be stuck into some corporate hierarchy where they're now just a number and part of a spreadsheet? We built our business around the idea that people have their own brains. They can function and make decisions on their own. And, you know, we very rarely make our decisions by spreadsheet. So I would be focused on what is it that the is going to end up happening with our team, and what's that long term. And I would imagine that buyer that would come to us with this, because this is what I would do. I'd be interested in employment contracts. I'd be interested in non-competes. You know, you were talking about in the last segment there, you were talking about, you know, handshake partnerships. Well, that would be one of the things I'd be mostly focused on, is what is the guarantee that these folks are going to hang around? I mean, what if they don't like me? What if they don't like the new buyer? Will they just bail out? And that's, so what am I buying? Am I buying a customer list? Am I buying a team of people? Am I buying a revenue stream? What is it that I'm actually buying? So those are some of the things that I would be focused on if I was looking at buying High Point, I guess.
Yeah, I'm the least of the experts here, but I will tell you, we bought a radio station one time from another group, and they had obviously ongoing business in the same competitive field, and when they know where every dollar's coming in, there's a fair amount of poaching that goes on. So that book of business is very different today than what it will be a year from now. So just something you need to think about. Chad, how about you on the question of everyday business operation that you know well versus selling? How different are they? How do you advise your clients at Ide Bailey?
Yeah, I think it speaks to the importance of having a team around you as well. You know, as Tom has built up his business and, he's doing things to help grow that business, he's not buying and selling businesses every day. And so just to urge you to get some help. And again, you know, mention those key players are tax accountants and attorneys and bankers and things. But, it's an emotional process, too. It's something that can take 6 to 9 months, could take longer, a lot of ups and downs. Most business owners are used to working in their business and not on their business. So they need a little help, a little prompting to, as we mentioned before, get documents ready, clean things up, make this attractive to buyers in the marketplace.
And if you haven't bought or sold a business before, maybe you've built something from scratch, but you can go buy something. You know, Tyler, I'm curious from the standpoint of the legal side of it. I remember the first time I did, I'm like, hey, handshake, got a deal, got a price. We bought it, you know, and then I go to the attorney and they're like, no, you got a purchase agreement. You got a memorandum of understanding. You got a whole lot of due diligence. This deal could go sideways. You got to keep the emotion out of it, don't you, Tyler?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a good point that oftentimes the parties sit down and they'll come to me and say, hey, I found a buyer and I think we've got a deal worked out. It's like, well, okay, that's great. You've had the initial conversation, but we really do need to bring the full team on board. And let's talk about the logistics of how your business works and how are we going to transition that? Because I can make it sound really nice and pretty and clean on paper, but we need to talk about the real world reality of how this transition is going to happen, what's actually going to occur. And that's what we need to capture in these agreements. There's a ton of detail, and those are just absolutely critical to making sure that not only the transaction gets to the finish line, but also then there's a smooth transition after we actually sign documents.
All right, here's the last question. I'll just go quickly around the round table here. I'll start with you, Dan. Dan Stoller, Starion Bank. Just in general, pitfalls or things that can hold up a sale. What's your best advice when folks are thinking about selling? Dan, you go first.
I think the best advice again is know what you've got, both buyer and seller. Know what you're getting. Know what you're selling. Make sure there's no hidden contracts, no hidden agreements. Make sure you truly understand what that transition is going to look like. Many times you think you're going to transition the business and it's going to be a smooth transition. The revenue is going to continue, but there's going to be hiccups, and always plan for contingencies. Always plan additional financing, additional dollars available for any hiccups that might happen, any contingencies that might be out there, and expect them and prepare for them.
Chad, give me your best 15 seconds on this.
Yeah, I think like Dan said, buyers, make sure you do your due diligence right in the agreements that you get 30, 60 days to really look under the hood. Sellers, make sure you're ready to sell. We've seen a lot of deals stalled because sellers figure out they're not actually ready to get out of the game yet.
Tyler?
Biggest things that I've seen make deals fall apart are assuming the other side knows or understands something that maybe they don't, or assuming something isn't as critical as it is in reality. And two is miscommunications and not having open lines of communication, which I've seen largely stem from not having the right team surrounding you and supporting you.
All right, next month we're going to take more of the pieces of the puzzle of this and what happens on closing day, how organized you need to be, at a multi-part series here on selling your business. So listen for that. If you missed any of today's segment, you want to find it on our website, you can do that. If you have any questions or a specific situation, hey, reach out to one of these panelists, Tom McDougall, High Point Networks, Chad Flanagan, partner in charge, Ide Bailey, Fargo office, Dan Stoller, market president for Starion Bank, and Tyler Leverington from Onstead Twitchell. Guys, thanks a bunch.